the music that they're planning to use to crumble the morals of America is this rotten, filthy, dirty, lewd, lascivious junk called rock and roll.
An hour of 60s underground music from around the world. Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio. Great 60s Garage Punk, Freak Beat, and Psychedelic. Podcast via all good podcasting providers and facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.
I've never seen anything so horrible and stupid in my life. I've never seen anything so bad. And then I see them trying to justify it.
Chase a lover and catch a thief. Love another and come to grief. Get on my telephone and call the chief. Operator, emergency communicator. Help, murder police. Help, somebody please. It's a crime wave. What is life come to be?
Phil Gray, this is Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio Show and Podcast episode 418, and I've been bouncing around of different ideas for the name of this episode. I've settled on Songs of Fire, Death and Destruction. Seem to be a fitting description of what's happening in the spiritual home of 60s Garage in the disunited states of America, particularly with the actions of the Commander-in-Chief, Corporal Bonespurs. I don't mean to make light of a very serious situation and a very important cause, but there simply don't seem to be any 60s Garage songs about Black Lives Matter. So instead I present an hour of songs about destruction and protest and fires and the downfall of civilization. I don't mean to be glib, and I hope you will enjoy the set of tracks I have put together. I had to kick this episode off with Thursday's Children, 1967 single called Help, Murder, Police, is found on the Acid Visions compilation. Great way to kick off this very serious episode of Retrospect.
Phil Gray.
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 Phil Gray's Retrospect.
Well, this episode is primarily built up from tracks from the States. Here's a band from Fort Worth, Texas. They're called The Barons. 1966 A-side called Don't Burn It. Not a song, of course, about the current protest happening. In fact, this one about not burning your draft card. So this is The Barons.
I think it's so bad for the memory when you see a thing like that going on. bad things. I've seen many bad things, and that was just a horrible thing.
Without a sight, cats and long hairs at Pandora's Box on Sunset Strip in Hollywood.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
Through no deed of their own, only Only through the leaders of their country will this happen. For they are not in fault, only a few men on each opposing side defending what they feel is right. But is it right that this people should die? This race, this country be destructed? This day be a day in history? With scared eyes they run like scared rabbits when the winter cold comes, leaving behind one lonesome dark-haired little girl. Who will this little girl turn to? For her world is gone. Her people are gone. She has no place to go, no one to turn to, or nothing to do. As the day moves on, the sun gets hotter and hotter and redder and redder. So she sits. She can hear the soldiers marching off in the distance. But now they are coming her way. Their footsteps get louder and louder, leaving behind dust and dirt. Now they are nearer. She can see them plainly. She cries. What's a little girl to do in this situation? For her world is gone. She can do nothing but hope and pray to God. Nothing will happen to her. One of the soldiers picks her up and says, we've got a job to do, but soon we'll be done. We'll come back for you. You'll be safe. But right now, we've got to go. For our work is already past due. these people that they kill? What was this nation that died and was destructed by guns and bombs for people they did not even know? They start marching back the way they came from. They pass by the place where the little girl was picked up and find her laying on the ground, her dark hair brown by the dirt, her golden skin black by the sun, her eyes red by tears. This girl has been crying. She has no one to turn to, no place to go, and nothing to do. For the end has come for her too. So the celebration starts for the soldiers, for their job was done well. They will long remember this day. This day that lasted 12 hours and made history. So you see, no matter how much you hope or how much you care, there's nothing that you can do about war. For destruction will be here as long as people, for people themselves are destruction. Destruction on earth that nobody can mend.
That's a set of four American garage tracks. The Barons, Don't Burn It, top of the set. Then a complete freakout. B-side from 1966, 45 from the Oxford Circle. Remembered by many as being a psychedelic band out of San Francisco, they were in fact from Davis, just outside of Sacramento. Originally called the Hideaways before adopting the name Oxford Circle, inspired by the Brits. And of course they did play frequently in San Francisco. Remembered as one of the great psychedelic bands, and that is a phenomenal track called Mind Destruction. Then a band nominally called the 31 Flavors. Picture of that album up on our Instagram and Facebook. The 31 Flavors, the same sort of studio group of unknown musicians. Released material on Crown Records as the Firebirds, the 31 Flavors, and the Electric Firebirds. We took a track from the 31 Flavors LP here called Protest. And then wrapping the set with a band out of Brownsville, Oregon, just north of Eugene. They're called the Barber Green. They had a 45, but then a bunch of other tracks recorded, including a cover of Proud Mary and three other far more anarchic songs, including the very cool one we had from the Barber Green called Destruction. Picture and information on them up on our Instagram and Facebook as well.
Rock and roll has just about brought about the disintegration of our civilization.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
Well, we continue this episode looking at songs of fire, death, destruction, rioting. This is the 13th Floor Elevators. Off their 1966 psychedelic sounds, the 13th Floor Elevators. This is Fire Engine.
Take it to
reality certainly is something that we've been hearing about, reading about, studying. I have for many years. So bad in so many different ways, and so unfortunate.
that is another long set of tracks out of the States, kicking off with 34 Elevators' Fire Engine. Then a band called, and this could be the most inappropriate band name for these times, but they were called the Gollywogs. They'd played as the Blue Velvets, changed their name to the Gollywogs in 1964. Released 7 singles, and the Gollywogs most notably the band of Tom and John Fogerty, and the band itself evolving into Creedence Clearwater Revival. Then The Shadows of Night. Not a well-known track. It's called My Fire Department Needs a Fireman. That is a track released as a single in 1969. Actually released in the States twice. Also in Venezuela and Germany. So My Fire Department Needs a Fireman, the A-side. Taurus was the B-side. That track, a single, never appeared on a Shadows of Night LP. And wrapping our set, The Krieg out of Albuquerque, New Mexico. Very popular band in that area, had a bunch of hits. Took their name from the term Blitzkrieg before changing the spelling to K-R-E-E-G. Apparently inspired by the numerous World War II vets living in the Albuquerque area. So the Krieg, pictured information up on our social media channels, track called Ah, You're Dead. More songs of rioting, looting, death, destruction and protest straight after this.
The question is this. Do you want your children stimulated and driven into an early, unstable marriage before they have had a chance to achieve the economic, educational, and emotional stability necessary for family life? Do you want your son enticed into the world of homosexuals, or your daughter lured into lesbianism? Do you want either of them to discover how to get sexual gratification by inflicting pain on themselves or by torturing other people? Do you want them to lose all chance of a normal, happy, married life?
Retrospect. 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia. Carry on with the fire theme. Here is a track by a band called 49th Blue Streak off a 45 released on MBM Productions 1969 to Wild Hendrix covers. This is Fire.
I like it like that. I am only one burning desire. Let me stand next to your fire.
Let me stand next to your fire.
Say, let me stand.
Let me stand next to your fire.
Let me stand.
Let me stand next to your fire.
Oh, let me stand.
Let me stand next to your fire.
Oh, yeah. Listen, baby. Stop acting so crazy. You say your mama ain't old, man, ain't my concern. Just to play with me, cause you want a bird. I have only one bitching desire.
Let me stand next to your fire.
Let me stand next to your fire.
Oh, let me stand.
Let me stand next to your fire.
Say, let me stand.
Let me stand next to your fire.
Baby, let me stand.
Let me stand next to your fire.
Oh, we're going through. Top of Robin's feet over. You know what I'm talking about. Listen, baby, somebody's like crazy. Here it comes. Now do this, baby.
You gotta give me your money, you better save it, baby. Save it for your rainy day. I have only one burning desire. Let me stand next to your fire.
Let me stand next to your fire.
Oh, let me stand.
Let me stand next to your fire.
Well, let me stand.
Let me stand next to your fire.
Baby, let me stand.
Let me stand next to your fire.
All right.
This is Ed Klee, and you're listening to Phil Gray's Retrospect 60s Garage, a wonderful place.
daddy started running through the darkness straight ahead. But he knew that be more gunning, dripping blood, fire engine red. Could have made it without trying, been a doctor, his teacher said. Now he's just a hero dying, dripping blood, fire engine red. Once a boy was just like you and me,
you and me.
Then the wind blew hard, the boy could see all the hatred, lies, the cruelty.
Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio. Podcast via all good podcasting providers and facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.
Teenage savages go wild in a juvenile jungle of lust and lawlessness.
That's it for our tracks out of the States for this episode. 49th Blue Streak with Fire, followed by The Exotics on Monument Records, named after the Washington Monument in Washington, D.C., where the company was originally based, before setting up a second office in Hendersonville, Tennessee. So The Exotics, Fire Engine Red, B-side of the 1966-45 on Monument. Then we had The Dutch Masters, American band, 1967 release, A-side, Burning Up the Wires. Global Garage, coming up next. For more great 60s garage punk, find Retrospect wherever you get your podcasts. Here's Spanish band Los Cirex. Formed 1959 in Barcelona, active through to 72, got together again in the late 70s. Los Cirex with Fire.
Fuego! Abrace a los dos. Fuego, fuego, fuego. Fuego, no es para jugar. Fuego, te puede quemar. Te hace guardar.
Que la vida te ha de enseñar los impulsos a controlar. Eres demasiado joven y no debes olvidar que el amor es serio y con él hay que jugar. Tú
just say this. It's a disgraceful thing. That should be an impeachable event, I guess.
Retrospect.
Ya flores no hay.
Peru. Better now than ever before.
Retrospect. 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia. Three global garage tracks. Spain's Los Cerex Fire, top of the set. Then Los Beat 4 out of Chile with Civilization, wrapping the set, a song which I think defines this entire episode. The fantastic Los Psychos from Lima, Peru, from 1964, pioneers in what we now call punk rock. And I think the song that defines that band as well. Los Psychos with Demolición, wrapping this episode of Retrospect. Quite a set of tracks. Hope you've enjoyed listening to it. Most of all, I hope wherever you are listening from, that you manage to keep safe. I think especially of my friends in the USA. We're going to wrap the set with an instrumental, as we always do. This is The Outcast. The track is called Burning Rubber, and it is from the Battle of Rat Fink Hill crude unissued Pittsburgh instrumentals, 1961 to 1963. The Outcast with Burning Rubber, wrapping Retrospect for this week. I'm Phil Gray. Thanks for joining me.
connect with Retrospect. Retrospect's Garage Punk Radio on Facebook and Retrospect 60s Garage Punk on Instagram. And for back episodes, find Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and lots more great podcasting platforms.
Am I supposed to be a big fan? Fine, but it's really not appropriate.